Bickley and Marotta mornings. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Bickley Blast.
Part of the reason I love Michael Jordan is the way he always reassured Bulls fans during the worst of times. I remember in the fog of civic grief following elimination losses to the Bad Boy Pistons, how Jordan would use his press conferences and his platforms to reassure all heartbroken Bulls fans that everything was going to be okay, that he was not going to stop until he delivered all of us to the top of the mountain. I think of that today because that is what I would like most from Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. I would like to hear sounds and signs of their passion and their fury. I would like them to tell us how much they care and how they will not stop until they deliver us that championship we so badly crave. I would like to hear all of that and imagine how much better we would all feel if the words we just heard from Matt Ishbia on Wednesday actually came out of the mouths of Booker and Durant. And think of how the one guy who spoke directly to Suns fans happens to be the head coach who might be on his way to the guillotine. At any rate, we're once again all stuck in a very weird place. There is no resolution yet on Frank Vogel, and after all of this weirdness, there are no guarantees that Durant and Booker want to be in Phoenix next season. Now, I get it. I know all the local beat writers insist the Booker to New York rumors are ridiculous and unfounded, and I really hope they're right. But personally, I would feel much better if I heard some of that stuff from the man himself.